Welcome, dear listeners. It is my sincere pleasure to invite you to embark on a transformative journey with the Ministering Angel podcast, hosted by Ronald Myers Jr. Whether you're a newcomer or a returning seeker, prepare to uncover an invaluable resource in your pursuit of a deeper connection with Jesus Christ. If you're yearning to unlock your full potential and triumph over life's challenges, then Ronald, a true prophet of God, has been sent to be your guide. His words are not mere rhetoric, but a divine messenger, empowering you to conquer adversity and emerge victorious. With each episode, you'll discover a treasure trove of insights and inspiration, equipping you with the strength, wisdom, and resilience needed to overcome life's challenges. It's not just a podcast, it's a sanctuary where faith is fortified and miracles unfold. I am truly grateful for your time and presence. Welcome to the Ministering Angel podcast, where Ronald Myers Jr. stands as your faithful companion, leading you on a transformative journey towards a deeper understanding of your faith and a more fulfilling life. Prepare to be inspired, empowered, and forever changed. Here's Ronald.
I had no idea. I lived a life of struggle and lack. As I look back, I don't really know how most of what I managed to have I had. I got hurt on the job in 1996 and physically wore my body out according to the doctors. I now can look at that situation and see it was a trick of the enemy. Was I hurt? Yes, but it was meant to keep me in a place of thinking I can't do. I settled in 1998 and was ready to rejoin the workforce. I took my settlement and married my son's mother, who at that time was the love of my life. A short time after being married, all the injuries I thought I was healed from returned. At the same time, I was dealing with my wife fighting a terminal lung disease. My entire life has been filled with events like this, so much so that I hadn't had time to see me for me, who I really was, what talents and gifts I possessed. I knew I was very intelligent. I knew I was gifted in speaking. I knew I was gifted in taking care of others. I knew I had superb technology skills. And I knew I'm a problem solver under adverse circumstances with calmness. But what I didn't know was that I was still being limited, that there was so much more buried deep within me. As I was being purged of the things in me that were not of God, I noticed something amazing. There were streams of ideas, talents, and gifts in me I never knew were there. For instance, I've always loved music. From a young age, I always used music for whatever mood I was in. I genuinely love music, so much so that God has taken what I love, and now I'm learning to be a music producer, all by His direction. The funny part is, it seems natural to me. I now hear music in a different way. I hear every instrument, sound, and effect when I'm listening to a song. It's been a challenge to learn without music theory, but I'm working my way through it. I can clearly see that once I get some of the basics down, I will be gifted at it. The next thing is I'm a naturally gifted speaker. I can speak in simplistic terms the most complex things for any audience, hence practical Bible. The thing I did not know was that I could write. Prior to God directing me to do this podcast, I had no desire to write anything. As a matter of fact, I never wrote anything down. Because my mind is so sharp, I kept everything there. Also because my memory is superb. But then I noticed slippage. I could remember word-for-word conversations with people from 20 years ago. I noticed it was becoming a little harder to do, so I started writing things down. I can still follow it, but I have to think a little harder to recall. Personally, I believe it was an attack against my mind, as I also know there were bouts of brain fog. But that's all in the past now. Anyway, actually, it started with God placing in my heart to write a book about my life. As I started writing, things just began to flow. The problem I have is, what's in my mind does not come out on paper the way I think it. I know that sounds weird, but this is common. My mind is thinking faster than I can type it, so by the time it's hitting the paper, it's different. If I could find a way to take what I think and send it to paper, I would have millions. I've recognized my style, and the more I'm writing, the better I'm getting at improving it. I'm making less mistakes. The truth is, though, I love this. I had no idea I could do this, let alone be good at it. I awake every day to the thought of what to write next. How about this podcast? Do you think this was my idea? I had no desire to do anything like this. I never thought that the things I've been through would be a benefit, inspiration, or encouragement for others. But then again, I didn't know I was born to be a prophet either. Doing a podcast can be challenging. Because of not being in my own place, it's been one obstacle after another to produce quality content. That's why I was forced to clone my voice, because quiet is a challenge in this environment. Cloning my voice makes me sound robotic at times, but I can make content without recording it. Quitting isn't an option, so I press on. I assure you, when I'm out of here, things will be different. I had no idea that there would be a movie, which there will be. I had no idea that I would become a public speaker, which I will. I had no idea that I will bless multitudes in various ways, which I will. I had no idea I will buy a house for the homeless, which I will. I had no idea that Africa will be blessed by me, which it will. I had no idea I was created to win multitudes to the kingdom of God, which I will do. I had no idea I will heal the sick and deliver those in slavery and bondage, which I will do. I had no idea any of this was possible, let alone deep within me. This is what will happen when you dedicate and commit your life to the Lord Jesus. I keep repeating myself because it's the truth. I'm a living, breathing, walking example of the might and power of God, and I haven't really begun to do what I've been called to do. There's so much more coming. I hope you're positioned to receive what God has in store for you. You have been given gifts. Ask Him to help you know what they may be. What's in you is for the kingdom. It should not be kept to yourself. That's selfish. We are to function as a body, lending a helping hand to one another in a time of need. I pour myself out to you because I will not leave nothing in me when my time's up on this earth. In doing so, I will have fulfilled what I've been called to do. Increasing, progressing, advancing the kingdom of God is our mandate. You shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Be blessed.
Your willingness to listen fills me with gratitude. I'm confident that the wisdom shared here will prove invaluable in navigating your current challenges. Let's invoke divine insight, as described in 2 Kings 6:17, and pray for eyes to see beyond our circumstances. In Hosea 4:6, we're reminded of the dangers of spiritual ignorance, which can lead to our downfall. Embrace this truth with an open heart, guided by the loving presence of the Holy Spirit. Stay encouraged, knowing that where there is great love, miracles abound. Remember, your prophet is here for you, ready to offer support and guidance every step of the way.